Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hey there, beauty. Happy hump day. It's Wednesday. It is the middle of the week. I hope your day's going really well. Mine is going fabulous. My family and I have joined a homeschool co-op, so we're with other homeschoolers, and we've joined this kind of group where other homeschoolers get together and they do classes, so all the kids are taking classes with other homeschooling kids, and it's really fabulous because me and my husband as parents, we get to meet other families that are like us. And we get to socialize ourselves with other people that are doing the same thing, because it can be a lonely world, especially, you know, doing the thing that not a lot of people do, which is homeschooling. So it's really nice to be able to be, you know, a part of the group. But I'm here right now. I'm in a classroom recording. So it might sound a little bit not noisy, but like echoey, because I'm in a classroom. Yeah, I just stole away. The kids are all in classes, so I was like, this is a good time to record. But yeah, that's my Wednesday. That's my morning. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Take a nice deep breath in and relax your body right now. Just stop what you're doing. Hopefully you're not driving. But if you can, and you're in a moment where you can just stop what you're doing, stop. And breathe in and out. Take another deep breath in. Yeah, just kind of sit and just notice this peaceful place inside of you. This beautiful spirit or source of all things good in your life. Relax your body. Let yourself center and anchor into this beautiful, peaceful moment. And sometimes we don't relax easily. Sometimes we're in these really anxious or depressed moments where relaxing feels really hard to get to. But I promise you, if you work at it, at breathing in and breathing out, over and over again, letting yourself relax, you get there. And then finally, you get to this really peaceful, quiet place. And that is the divine within you. That is you. That is you. That is beautiful peace, beautiful source, beautiful love and calmness. Always there, always supporting you, always loving you. And it always has a message for you. So always pay attention to what's going on inside of your body. Listen to your body, because your stillness, your anchor, speaks through your body. So listen. So hopefully you're feeling a little bit more peaceful and calm. I'm feeling so good right now. I'm just feeling so peaceful. We're in this kind of church. It's a Catholic church. I love it. I love all religions, actually. I think there is beauty in every single religion out there. There's beauty in everything, which brings me to my topic today, which is the beauty of food. You know, food has a place in the world that is meant to be full of enjoyment and give you joy when you eat. Food is meant to not only nourish you and to help you thrive, but it's meant to bring you joy and happiness, you know? We make big meals for our families. We spend hours cooking, getting together at a family table. eating, enjoying our meal, in peace, you know, in love. That's what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to be this beautiful thing, this beautiful moment where even if it's just you eating, you have this plate in front of you and this plate of food is bringing you so much joy and love and peace and just the flavors of it and how beautiful it looks and when you taste it, how satisfied you get from eating it. Food is supposed to be something that is cherished. And I want you to remember that, you know, when you sit down to eat, I know that there's a lot of stuff that comes up, this kind of these feelings that come up when you go to eat, and there's so many things that go on, these labels that come up. Oh, you know, you look at a plate. I remember what it was like as a binge eater in recovery. You look at a plate and you can sum up all the calories. You can look at the plate and just, okay, this is 100, this is 10, this is 15. You know, you probably have them all by heart, or carbs. And if you don't know them all by heart, then you can probably say that, yeah, this has a ton of carbs right here, or this has a ton of calories, or this is loaded in sugar, right? And I laugh about it because I literally can tell you, I can sit and look at something and say, okay, this, but I don't pay attention to that anymore. Like, I don't look at any of that in my life anymore. And that's where I want you to get. I want you to be, have peace around food and to know what joy is, to know what real food freedom is, freedom around food, freedom around eating, not having to count calories, not feeling, oh my gosh, the feeling of guilt and shame when you eat something sweet, right? Just having a piece of cake like brings all these feelings and this torment, this huge feeling of torment, like, oh my gosh, like you've done something wrong, and fear, or the feelings of like fullness and disgust because you feel like you've just eaten so much and you feel disgusting and disgusted with yourself. You know, I remember very, very clearly what that was like. And let me tell you, freedom is beautiful. Food freedom is a possibility. It is a reality that you can have. You just have to remember that that's there. And tune into yourself. Tune into source when you go to eat. Divine dining is the way. Tune into source. Let go of emotions. Relax. Let go. And you take it little by little. You don't rush the process. You don't sit and you don't do this yourself, you know? Like, this is a huge, 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 huge feat to bear. So you have to do this on your own. You know, find someone that will support you, whether it be your partner, whether it be a best friend, whether it be, you know, I say, you know, call me, of course. I specialize in this. I know what this is like. And I know how to help you heal, but you need that support system. Even if you just went to like a support group or had a friend you could just talk to, you know, being able to share what you're feeling is important. And having someone to help you kind of cross that path of chaos that it feels like at times, especially with food. Like, food is such a beautiful thing, and it brings out so many horrible feelings all at the same time. Like, something so good can feel so bad. And the worst part is that, you know, as someone in recovery, I remember this very, I used to do this. I would like overestimate stuff or make it dramatic to the point of like, oh my gosh, I would eat one slice of pizza and I would feel like my body would feel like I literally ate 10 pizzas, not in fullness, but in like, oh my gosh, the sin, right? I ate a piece of pizza. You feel like you've just like you're going to jail, right? Like the doom is upon you. I remember that so well. And it is such a horrible way to live. You don't have to live that way. You don't. Follow the process. Listen to this, to episode 2. Do the steps. Divine dining. Okay? Remember, process your emotions. Do what I did in the beginning of this episode. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Process your emotions. Let yourself feel. All right? And get help. You know, I'm here for you. You can have this taken care of. And I can really help you along the way. All right, so your challenge, my challenge for you. Next meal that you eat later on, I want you to sit, go, you know, okay, so let's say that you cooked or you go out to eat whatever. Make sure that you pick what you want. Ask yourself within yourself, what do I feel like having? And then honor it. Go and get whatever it is that you really genuinely want and nothing else. So let's just say you want a, like legit for dinner, you want a piece of cake. Go and get that piece of cake. Let that be what sustains you. Even if it's a piece, oh, everything, all the labels, oh, it's bad, blah, blah, blah. Get the piece of cake. Get the piece of cake and then sit with the piece of cake. Take some breaths before you eat the piece of cake. And enjoy the mess out of that. I was about to swear I'm in a church. I can't do that. Enjoy the mess out of that, okay? Enjoy the mess out of it. Well, we're in the school building connected to the church, but I still feel like it's a church. I love it. I love being in spiritual places. It's just the vibe is always so beautiful. Anyway, yes, so that's your challenge. And if you want white rice with meats and vegetables, go for that. And if you want a piece of pizza, go for that. Like, ask yourself what you want and then go and get it. And then sit, take some breaths, and eat it in calm and peace. Okay? That's my challenge. Let me know how it goes. All right, hit me up on Instagram. I love you guys. Love you, beautiful. Hope you're having a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.